Winter wheat was damaged in the southwestern U.S. plains Sunday and this morning when low temperatures dropped down into the teens across some of the minor wheat-producing areas from the southern portions of the Texas panhandle into a big part of West Texas. The coldest air will shift into the U.S. Delta, Tennessee River Basin, and southeastern states as we move through the night tonight and tomorrow night. And some damage will occur, but it certainly will not be as extensive as that which occurred this morning. In the U.S. Midwest, snow of significance fell during the course of the last 2 days, and we have added some protection to our winter wheat crop, and there will not be any damage across the region. The same is true for the bulk of U.S. hard red winter wheat country, where significant snow was present over the weekend and into this morning to protect crops. The snow depths are running anywhere from 3 to 6 inches in general, with some local totals over 8 inches. There were some locations in northeastern Colorado that got up to 16 inches, or actually 15 inches, of accumulation, and one location in Illinois that had 16 inches. A lot of variation in the snow depths has occurred in the last couple of days. The snow is representative, of course, of our colder-than-normal weather, and it looks like winter is not giving up quite yet. The colder-than-usual bias will prevail across a big part of the Midwest over these next several days, and will likely continue it into the early days of April, although the temperature anomalies will not be as great then as they have been, and we will still have a problem, though, with drying rates across the region. We need abundant sunshine and warmer temperatures to impact a big part of the Midwest so that excessive moisture can get out of the soil and we can get into the fields. Farming prospects over these next 2 weeks are not very good because we not only have a continuation of the cool weather, but we also will see waves of precipitation continuing. Snow will fall lightly across the Midwest from parts of Iowa and Missouri eastward to Ohio today. Tomorrow, most of that precipitation will be east of the Mississippi River Basin, and then on Wednesday morning, there may still be some snow flurries in eastern Ohio and parts of eastern Michigan. But as we go through the rest of the week, it'll be relatively quiet across the Midwest with not much precipitation, but the temperatures will still be mild to cool. Evaporation rates will be low. Showers will begin to develop again in the Great Plains on Thursday afternoon and on into Friday. A part of that disturbance will likely work its way into the Midwest. However, we'll probably make it into the weekend before a significant amount of precipitation falls across the region. At that time, we'll see rain and snow both march across the region from west to east. The precipitation totals over the weekend will be light, but a much stronger storm system is slated to impact the U.S. plains and portions of the Midwest as we get into the early to middle part of next week. That storm system promises to dump a lot of moisture across the region again and further assure us that we will not be in the fields planting corn in the first week of April. The storm system that is expected next week will be followed by another punch of cooler air, but should warm up appropriately ahead of the storm system to help create the strong thunderstorm activity that will likely impact the region. High temperatures these next couple of days will definitely be cooler than average. We'll look for readings this afternoon to run mostly in the 30s across a big part of the Midwest with a few lower 40s and a few upper 20s in the far northwest. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow, again 30s and 40s. Readings on Wednesday will run in the upper 30s and 40s north and 40s and lower 50s south. We'll continue the warming trend on Thursday with highs mostly in the 40s and 50s. Low temperatures at night will likely slip back into the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, both tonight and tomorrow night, and then perhaps a little bit warmer as we move into the second half of the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.